The U.S. Space Agency's ambitious plan to put astronauts back on the moon has been canceled in the Obama administration's proposed 2011 federal budget. The $3.6 trillion spending plan for the U.S. government was submitted to Congress on Monday. NASA will see its budget actually increase by $6 billion over the next 5 years, but that falls far short of what it would need to support the estimated $81 billion Constellation program aimed at returning astronauts to the moon by 2020. The costly program has been fraught with budget overruns and delayed by technical challenges with the design and testing of NASA's new Ares 1 launch vehicle. At a Monday news briefing, NASA administrator and former astronaut Charles Bolden said the new budget reflects a more sustainable and ambitious path to manned space exploration. He said NASA will focus on developing innovative spacefaring technologies and systems in partnership with the private sector, academia, and other countries.
We intend to blaze a new trail of discovery and development. We will facilitate the growth of new commercial industries. And we will expand our understanding of the Earth, our solar system, and the universe beyond.
That would mean the private sector would take over getting astronauts into low Earth orbit. Responding to questions about whether the industry is up to the task, Commercial Spaceflight Federation President Britton Alexander says the private sector has a long and successful history with NASA.
It's the same industry that's been doing it for NASA for the last 50 years. So it's really a change in how they contract for those services and for the vehicles. And the commercial sector is not going to be doing it alone. It's going to be doing it with NASA every step of the way. NASA will be setting the requirements. NASA will be overseeing the safety of the vehicles and the process before putting astronauts on top.
NASA Administrator Bolden confirmed that 2010 will see the final five U.S. space shuttle missions, and he renewed his agency's commitment to more fully utilize the International Space Station.
We're going to address practical medical questions about astronaut bone density and the effects of radiation, how we can reach destinations sooner to mitigate the effects on space travelers of long journeys. In addition, NASA will support a broad array of biological, materials, and combustion research aboard the International Space Station, which will advance our spaceflight capabilities as well as benefit those disciplines more broadly.
Critics are concerned that 4,600 of 15,000 jobs at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida will be cut with the end of the space shuttle program. Britton Alexander expects many of those highly trained workers to find new jobs in private industry. He noted that a $6 billion item in the proposed NASA budget would support commercial manned spacecraft development that could create as many as 5,000 jobs.
1,700 of which we thought would be in Florida. And that was based on a program about half the size of what's being proposed by the administration. So we believe that this does create jobs in Florida, and it does create jobs in Colorado and Texas and elsewhere, at the same time that the program to go back to the moon would not have been creating jobs.
Among the items that will get a boost in the NASA budget is Earth Science Research. A new orbiting carbon observatory to replace the one lost on launch last year, an investment in a heavy lift launcher. In all, the proposed 2011 budget will provide NASA with about $100 billion over the next 5 years to support these initiatives. But it remains to be seen whether the elimination of the Moon program will pass muster in the U.S. Congress, which has the final say on federal spending priorities. Roseanne Skirball, VOA News, Washington.